Now notice what he says. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia, and it may be that I will abide, yea, and winter with you, that ye may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. I love that. Brother Paul, where are you going? I'm going whithersoever. I don't know. Don't know where I'm going. You mean to tell me you're the great apostle of the Gentiles, and the Lord didn't give you a blueprint or a road map telling you everywhere you're to go? No, he says he didn't. He just leads me along. My, what a glorious thing this is that he has here. We have here the wonderful thing of gloriously unsettled. Now, will you notice, verse 7, for I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. Well, Brother Paul, where are you going? Well, I don't know. Now, my plans call for me to go over to Corinth. I'm coming over to see you, Corinthians. That's my plan. But it'll be only if the Lord permits it. Somebody says, shouldn't we have plans? Oh, by all means. Certainly we should make our plans. But the interesting thing is, always make them amenable to the will of God. Be willing to change them. Be willing to shuffle things around, because Paul went out. He was very elastic as he moved out on these missionary journeys. We have seen before how the Lord just practically detoured him on the second missionary journey. He was going down into Asia, and the Spirit of God sent him over to Europe. He didn't know he was going to Europe. He didn't have any visas for Europe at all. He wouldn't have been able to get in there today, but in that day he didn't need a visa. Now he says, I'll tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost. He says, that's my present plans. And the reason is this, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. This is the wonderful verse that we put with the one in Revelation to the church in Philadelphia. The Lord Jesus said, I've set before you an open door. In radio, that's our ministry today. He set before us an open door. And we have found that a great door and effectual is opened unto us. But this other's true. There are many adversaries. There are many of them. A lot of enemies today to any man that'll stand for the Word of God. May I say to you, they'll try to crucify you. I know that from experience. That's been my experience. May I say to you that they tried to do that to Paul. They've tried to do it to any man that has preached the Word of God. There's a great door, though, and the Lord won't let anybody shut it. Thank God for that. And Paul is there, as it were, gloriously happy, rejoicing in the will of God. And if the Lord wants him to go to Corinth, he'll go.